Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so the question that many of you have been asking me is, what are we going to get now that U.S. Speaker of the House is Kevin McCarthy? What do we actually get out of this? Well, I can tell you this. We're going to get rid of the IRS agents. That is a top priority. The IRS agents that were going to be used to be weaponized against you to attack you. That is going to be the number one thing Republicans now say they're going to take care of and deal with. They were on the left hoping, and many, I think, Republicans, honestly, members of the swamp were fine with it. They wanted a IRS force that was weaponized. They wanted this, and the reason why they wanted it is because they believe that those IRS agents could then keep you in check right after the Speaker of the House was named. Kevin McCarthy said this about the new business of the new Congress.
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS. You see, we believe government should be to help you, not go after you.
We believe the government's job should be to help you, not go after you. Democrats look at it completely the opposite way of that. Democrats wanted there to be massive, massive funding that would be used just, they say, to audit the most successful in this country. This was just a couple of days before Kevin McCarthy became the Speaker of the House. And Representative Democrat Judy Chu said this about why the IRS needed $80 billion in new funding. Because if you're successful in America, you're public enemy number one.
Is that what you think could bring, on behalf of lawmakers, an ability to make sure that wealthy people like Mr. Trump pay more than $750 in taxes in a year, when any legislation will be fought by powerful lobbying groups and so many big donors to both parties?
Well, there are two issues here. One is the presidency, and this whole presidential audit system is about the presidency as much as it is about one president. There should be a mandatory audit so that the American public can have confidence in the president and the president's finances. But there's also a bigger issue, which has to do with how the wealthy are treated in this country with regard to tax audits. Over the last 10 years, the tax audits of ultra-wealthy people have declined by 70%. And those tax auditors who have specialization in this have declined by 30%. And that has left those who have the means to evade paying their fair share of taxes free to do what they want. And so that is why we, the Democrats in Congress, have put in $80 billion to the IRS to shore back up these audits of the ultra wealthy so that they can begin paying their fair share. Unfortunately, the opposite has started to occur, where low-income people are now audited five times more than wealthy people. Mm. So that has to be reversed. And by the way, this $80 billion would only be used to audit those who are making more than $400,000 a year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it would be the wealthy.
Okay.
There it is. It would be the wealthy. We want $80 billion in IRS funding would only be used to audit the wealthy. We're going to attack those that are the most successful in this country. Now, they say, well, see, just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't pay what he should have paid. Well, if you have losses, you can carry those losses over. That's what Donald Trump did. So did a whole bunch of other Democrats. So did people like George Soros. But you never hear them bring up their names, right? They have people that do this, and they look at the tax code, and they do everything they can to pay the lowest amount of tax they can possibly pay. There's nothing illegal about that either, and there's nothing wrong with it. You shouldn't just pay more. Why on earth would you pay more than what you are owed? Than what you owe, I should say. But you can hear it there with the Democrats. You can hear this congresswoman on national TV. You are the enemy of the state if you make a lot of money. You are the enemy of the state. You are the enemy of the people. If you make a lot of money, over $400,000 a couple, and we want to spend $80 billion just coming after you. Does that sound like a fair system? No. That's a biased system. And that's what the Democrats think of people that make and create wealth in this country and create jobs. I've never met a poor person that is employing a bunch of people. I've met a lot of wealthy people. I've never heard somebody say, I want to go get a job from someone that's poor. I've heard a lot of people say, I want to get a job from someone that's wealthy so I can have job security, so I can be in a job where they give me the tools I need to grow so that I can make more money. That I have heard about. That's normal. But what you just heard there from the Democrats is exactly why the speaker fight was so important. So that we could actually make sure that we get rid of this type of treatment of people that are just being successful. Their only crime is being successful. Working hard, putting in 80, 100-hour weeks for years on end as they build a small business into something that's big. You look at almost every company in this country that has achieved great things. And what do you find behind it? You usually find a small business owner. You usually find somebody like a Bezos or a Gates, whoever it may be. Bill Gates, doesn't matter. And what do you find? Elon Musk. People that have an insane work ethic where they're putting in 80, 90-hour weeks, week after week after week, with an idea. And when it works, now we want to treat them like they're an enemy of the state? Well, not we. The Democrats do, and they're on record as saying it. Representative Jim Jordan said on Fox News Sunday, we've got a $32 trillion debt. Everything has to be on the table, referring to what do we do next when it comes to finances in this country.
Part of the concern over the rules package is that conservatives push for a lot of things that are aimed at reining in government spending, capping spending, and part of that goes to potentially defense spending. So the Wall Street Journal editorial board says this, the price for Speaker McCarthy, it says, the pressure for defense cuts will be great. That's a terrible signal to send adversaries who are increasingly belligerent. But is that now the message that the Speaker, the GOP, is sending? That defense spending at a time you mentioned our military is struggling could potentially be on the chopping block because of this deal that was made.
Well, Shannon, we got a $32 trillion debt. Everything has to be on the table. We're on pace to spend $500-600 billion in debt payments and just to deal with interest payments on servicing that debt. Everything has to be on the table. And frankly, maybe if we would focus our military spending on the soldiers and not having so many general, the ratio of general officers to enlisted individuals now is so out of whack from where it used to be in our military. Maybe if we'd focus on that, helping the troops who do so much of the work out there for our great country, and maybe focus on getting rid of all the woke policies in our military, we'd have the money we need to make sure our troops get the pay raise they deserve. We have the weapon systems and the training that needs to be done so we're ready to deal with our adversaries around the planet. That's what we want to focus on. So, but you got numbers like that, a 30-some trillion-dollar debt and interest payments to service that debt where they're headed this year, you had better look at everything. And frankly, we better look at the money we send to Ukraine as well and say, how can we best spend the money to protect America? I think that's what the people elected us to do. That's what we're going to do.
I think that's what the American people elect us to do, and that's what we're going to do. He's absolutely right. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Representative Jim Jordan also mentioned something else that I think is important to bring up, and that's this. The Biden administration has totally screwed this country on the issue of immigration. He said it's time for us to talk about that. It's time for us to be honest and candid about that. It's time for us to realize that we have no border at all, certainly not a secure border. That's something we do not have. And that's another reason why Republicans have to stand up to this administration.
Can you go to the table with the White House on any immigration proposals? Where is their common ground? Because you all agree it's a mess.
Well, first of all, last time I checked, they just controlled all of government literally a couple weeks ago. So for 2 years, they had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House. Why in the world didn't they get an immigration solution? Joe Biden refused to visit the border when they controlled all of government to talk about any type of solution. And they've allowed now, frankly, a situation where we no longer have a border. And what they did, and he did it from day one, is they undid the good policies President Trump had in place. Right now, the message they've sent to anyone, and you can't fault people wanting to come here, but the message they have sent is, if you come to our country, there won't be a wall to get over. You won't have to wait in Mexico while we evaluate your asylum claim, and you'll come in and be released to wherever you want to go. That's the message they have sent. So don't tell us that it was Republicans' fault, for goodness sake. We're certainly willing to work to do the policies that actually will give us a border, the ones we had under President Trump. But it doesn't seem like the Democrats want to put back in place the very things that actually were effective in securing our southern border.
You want to know why? They don't want to secure the southern border because they love what's happening. They love the fentanyl coming across, killing off your kids. They love the cartels and the wars down there on the border to distract from the other policies in America. They love that the Chinese are making money off the fentanyl and the ingredients needed to make fentanyl that are coming through the southern border. They love the fact that all these people are coming across the border and then they can just hand out amnesty to them one day. This is their game plan, and they're all going to vote for Democrats. So here's 5-6 million new people. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they're wanting to happen. That is their game plan. And then all of a sudden the president is like, oh, I'm going to go down the border and I'm going to visit that border and we're going to talk about some things we can do to kind of secure the border or make sure that things work all right. Really? Do I believe they're actually going to do anything to protect the border? Hell no. They have no interest in protecting you or protecting the border. They have no interest in trying to secure it. That's exactly why Governor Greg Abbott in Texas ripped Biden for not even calling him once about the border crisis, not one time. But now he's like, all right, I'll visit the border 2 years into my presidency. When I say there's, and he said there's more important things just a few weeks ago to do than actually visit the border. Listen.
During this entire time, Joe Biden has not called me. He did not call me, nor his staff called and let us know either about his visit or to invite us until last night. We got a random email to one of my staff members asking if I would be there to meet him on the tarmac. And so they have failed to communicate. And listen, this visit is about 2 years too late and about $20 billion short of what needs to be done. All he's going to do down there is rearrange the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. He's not going to achieve any solutions that will make the border safer, more secure, and stop illegal immigration.
I don't think there's anything there that he said that's wrong. You last minute asked the governor to show up at the tarmac in El Paso last minute to a random staffer? That's how this White House works, because they don't really want to fix this problem. That's why the White House is not taking it seriously. It's why they're suing a state who used shipping containers to build their own wall, saying you can't do that on the border. It's why they're not funding adequately the border issue to protect all of us. They don't want to do that. Why on earth would you? All these people coming across, all these people undercutting American wages, undercutting American people, undercutting American citizens. And then all of a sudden you come out now you're like, all right, well, we want to do something on this, right? We want to get involved. 2 years too late. Border residents responded to Biden's first ever trip to the border and pretty much said, you can go to hell. Like, you guys are full of crap. 2 weeks ago, you say there's the border's secure. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary said the border is not wide open. It's closed and is secure. Then the White House contradicts that just one day before the president leaves for Texas. And they say this.
I will go back to what I have said and what the president has said, I think, very passionately yesterday and very precisely, which is that, you know, we are doing everything that we can to secure the border to deal with irregular migration. That is a priority for this administration since day one.
That's a lie. It's not been the priority of the administration since day one. In fact, the first thing they did was rescind every single thing that was happening at the border. Mayorkas, Biden administration, he said, plan to have a successful launch of what we're building upon now and that this is going to work in the right direction for us. I don't even know what that means, but here's the crap they're selling you on TV.
Mr. Secretary, thank you and good morning.
Good morning, Poppy. Thanks for having me.
So the Biden administration says that it wants to end Title 42, but then just yesterday, the administration does this and effectively expands the program. How do you reconcile the two? Do you want to end it or keep using it and expand it?
Poppy, that's very easily explained, actually. But let me take a step back and share with everyone what our underlying approach is. And that is to build safe and orderly pathways for people to come to the United States who qualify, to cut out the smugglers that are so ruthless, that are causing so much death, tragedy, and trauma, to incentivize people to use these lawful pathways and not take the dangerous journey and place their lives in the hands of the smugglers. That is our underlying policy. We are unable to use our ordinary legal authorities because a court in Louisiana has compelled us, has forced us to use the Title 42 authority, that expulsion authority, to the extent that we can. And so we are incentivizing through these lawful programs mm-hmm. that Rosa referenced, and we are disincentivizing using the authority that we're obligated to use right now.
And I hear you about the federal judge in Louisiana. That was in May of last year, but then in November, after that, the federal judge in D.C. ordered the end of it, and now it's up in the hands of the Supreme Court. You talked about smugglers and this policy, but isn't that a hope and not a guarantee? Because you've got a lot of Democrats, including four Democratic senators, who say that they are disappointed in this plan. They call it an inhumane expansion of the Trump-era Title 42, and they say it will, quote, further enrich smuggling networks. How do you know it won't?
That is, Poppy, that is not what we have seen through the successful launch of precisely the program we announced yesterday, but when we implemented it with respect to the Venezuelan nationals. We saw Venezuelan nationals willing to wait and apply through the process that we're expanding as of yesterday. We saw them wait to apply to avoid the smugglers. We saw a 90% drop in the number of encounters of Venezuelan nationals in between our ports of entry. And we saw an increasing number use our process and fly safely to the United States, knowing they were pre-qualified to enter and to gain work authorization, a very successful launch that we are now building upon.
This administration will continue to do everything they can to undermine the American worker and the American citizens. They want to remake this country, and they want to import, just like they have, millions of illegal immigrants so that they can then give them amnesty. When Joe Biden comes out announcing a new border plan, what's he really doing? Nothing. And he knows it. He knows it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's one other aspect, by the way, of this border fight that I also need to bring into perspective for you, and that is the only reason why Joe Biden is going to the border and decided to do this for the first time ever. He never visited the border, by the way, when he was the vice president for 8 years. You need to know that. Is because Republicans took back control of the House, and he knows they're going to investigate and expose everything that's been happening under Mayorkas and all the lies that have been taking place with Mayorkas. Okay, that's something that needs to be very clear. This was a play defense and say, all right, we'll act like we're doing something when we all know we're really not doing anything at all. You know, you look at the White House's plan to curb the, quote, migrant crisis. That's what they call it, migrant crisis, not illegal immigrants. They say there's going to be new consequences for illegal immigration. They don't tell us what they are. They say they're going to be surging resources to help secure the border. Well, they've been saying over and over again that the border is secure. So why would you need surging resources? In fact, in that omnibus spending bill, that $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill, there was money in there for the border. And it said clearly in there, in the bill, that the money for the border could not go to secure the border. That's how it read in the actual omnibus spending bill. Here's money that you can use, but it cannot be used to secure the border. That's how deliberate they are about making sure the border stays wide open. Again, they're lying to you. They say they're going to disrupt criminal smuggling networks. How? Tell me how you're going to do that, because you haven't explained it. I know it's a bullet point and a talking point, but tell me how you're actually going to do it, because if you don't secure the border, which is what they're now saying that they're going to do, right? They're like, oh, we're going to secure the border. Well, you just said that all the funding in the bill, the omnibus spending bill, could not be used to secure the border. So how would you secure the border if you can't fund it? They say additional support for border communities. What's that going to mean? You're going to give them more blankets, more water, more cell phones to give them? More plane tickets to fly them around the country? More bus tickets to drive them around the country? Is that really helping these border towns, giving them more resources? Because that's all you've been doing, is making it easier for people to come across. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's what you've done. And then they said, oh, we got a new app. It's going to really save us. We have the use of the CBP1 app to make asylum claims easier so that you don't have to like have as much paperwork. We're just going to tell people to go on their government phone we give them, use the app to then register as an illegal in this country, and then we'll figure it out later. That's their plan, folks. Like that's the actual plan. Okay, that's it. That's what we're talking about here. This is the plan. Plain and simple, that is it. I want you to listen to what Representative Waltz had to say about this on Fox Business.
If I may, just in the moments that we have left, President Biden expected to visit the southern border on Sunday. White House releasing its plan to try to curb illegal immigration, which includes expanding Title 42 and changes to some of the asylum laws. The president blames Republicans for the border crisis. Watch this.
It's clear that immigration is a political issue that extreme Republicans are always going to run on. We need more resources to secure the border. Yet again, extreme Republicans have said no. The Republicans haven't been serious about this at all.
Resources in the omnibus bill, they're using them for processing, not for security. Your response to that?
Right. Well, it's laughable and it's not serious. Look, there's three boxes Biden is trying to check. One is Democrat leaders, including local leaders on the border, have been ringing the alarm bell loud enough that I think he's finally listening. So, and it's mainly about Title 42 and where that's going. So that's one. Number two, this is about 2024, and he knows that any presidential candidate, including President Trump, is going to smack him over the head with the fact that he's never visited the border. And right. Then three, he's on his way to Mexico for the North American Leaders Summit called the Three Amigos Summit. And just to have any credibility to sit down with the president of Mexico, having never visited our border. So that's what this is about. It's about checking boxes, yes. Not serious policy or reform.
That is exactly what I was thinking, that, you know, he needs some of this to go away in the media. So if he does check these boxes, people can't continuously say, well, you haven't been down to the border. You haven't gone to take a look yourself. In those press briefings, it does get a little tedious for Karine Jean-Pierre. Congressman-elect Michael Waltz, thank you so much. Good to see you this morning.
I love how they described it, how Congressman Waltz described this. This is a check the box moment for him. They're not serious. They haven't been serious. Biden, you know, when he announced this new plan to stop the surge of illegal border crossings, you know, we're going to use an app. Anybody think an app is going to fix this? He literally is talking about an app on your phone.
First, if they're seeking asylum, they can use an app on their cell phone called CBP1-ONE. CBP1-ONE. That's to spell it out, not the number one. To schedule an appointment at a port of entry and make their asylum claim there without crossing the border unlawfully and have a decision determined by an asylum officer, do they qualify?
So are we making it easier? We just gave you an app so that you can claim asylum and come to this country easily and just fill it. Just take out your cell phone. Here's the app. Knock yourself out with that app, folks. Now, if you're an illegal immigrant right now or someone that's thinking about coming across the country, coming into this country illegally, are you going to go use this app or are you just going to walk across the damn border? And then once you're in here, we don't send you back. I think you and I both know how to answer that question. Right? I think we both clearly know that the illegal immigrants are going to laugh in his face and think that this is hysterical. That this is a joke, because it is a joke. You need to use your app. Right? Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. On Biden's visit to El Paso, his first trip to the border, he wants you to know the border is not open. Yeah, it is. There's 2+ million people that you let into this country over the last 2 years that actually made it in, that you didn't deport, that would say you're a liar. 2+ million.
Let me be clear. Title 42 or not, the border is not open. We will continue to fully enforce our immigration laws in a safe, orderly, and humane manner.
This is about as corrupt as when the government was telling the American people that we were winning the war in Vietnam. When they knew from the Pentagon Papers that we weren't winning the war in Vietnam. They knew that we were taking massive losses, that we were not winning, and that everything was going in the wrong direction, not the right direction, but they walked out there on TV and they're like, "Yeah, we're kicking some serious tail over there in Vietnam. We're beating the bad guys and we're the good guys." Mayorkas looks straight into the camera at this press conference and tells you that the border is closed. The border's not closed. No, no, it is closed. Joe Biden, we're going to secure the border. Biden says migration to America is a human right if your family is being persecuted. He even gives you the excuse over and over again, right? Here's your excuse, wink, wink, use an app. This is what you got to tell them.
Well, I think it is a human right if your family's being persecuted, if you're being dealt with in a way. I mean, like, it was a human right for, you know, Jews in Germany to be able to go to get to escape and get help where they could.
Many people are not going through the Holocaust, Mr. President, with all due respect. Okay, when people say stupid stuff like this, it deserves a stupid response. All right? It does. It deserves a really, really stupid response. And when you say dumb things like this, well, this is something they deserve. They deserve to be able to come into America. They deserve the ability to do this. No, they really don't. I completely disagree with you. They really, really don't. Now, if you're coming from a place and you are truly being persecuted, then let's have that debate. Let's have that discussion. Let's have that conversation. But that's not the conversation that we're having right now. And I think everybody knows it. I think everybody clearly understands it. Do not be bamboozled by what is being said here by the president. Do not be bamboozled by the people around him. Do not believe that they are serious about this for even a moment. You know, Adam Schiff went on The View this past week and said this. It was stupid, but he actually said that the border had been a very strong priority for Democrats, but it's very hard to do anything on a single party basis. You think Republicans aren't willing to work with you to secure the border, you idiot? But this is the same guy that spent 4 years investigating Donald Trump over something he knew was a lie. He knew that there was no Russian collusion, but he investigated it and impeached the president of the United States of America on that issue, knowing it was a lie. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.